Good evening. It's 6 minutes after seven. This is the Wednesday evening edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
KUAF is supported by Aurora Technologies, a digital signage hardware and software provider. Images and videos can be instantly uploaded and displayed on multiple screens and locations, improving communication in hotels, museums, restaurants, medical facilities, retail environments, and school systems. AuroraDigitalSignage.com for more information. And Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. What's different about this edition of Ozarks at Large than most, Antoinette?
It is our spring on-air fundraiser. So it's a fundraising edition of Ozarks at Large.
And that means we encourage listeners like you, to contribute what you can afford to help keep public radio, your public radio station, on the air.
Yes. Throughout the day, we've had some phone volunteers here to take your phone calls, but they have gone home. But you can still contribute by going to the internet. You can go to supportkuaf.com and make your contribution there. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, an update on the Mayflower oil spill, street performers in Bentonville, and the Governor's Cup brings young entrepreneurs to Northwest Arkansas.
But first, an Arkansas House panel is endorsing a proposal to cut taxes on utility usage for manufacturers in the state. The House Revenue and Taxation Committee voted to approve the measure yesterday, sending it to the full House. The bill would reduce the sales and use taxes on natural gas and electricity used by manufacturers. Tim Leathers with the Department of Finance and Administration says the proposal will decrease state revenue by about $14 million next year and roughly $25 million in subsequent years.
We ask that you consider that revenue impact not being in the balanced budget as it was initially presented, and as we begin to finalize our budget, that you take that into consideration along with the other tax exemptions that have passed out of committee.
This tax cut comes as legislative leaders are negotiating a $100 million package of tax reductions not accounted for in the governor's current budget proposal. A cut to the state's income tax rate is expected to compromise more than half of that amount.
A state investigation is underway looking into the cause and the impact of last week's rupture of an oil pipeline. Tens of thousands of gallons of heavy crude spilled into a residential area from the ExxonMobil pipeline. Attorney General Dustin McDaniel says today investigators from his office will visit the site in Mayflower.
Well, if things go right, you don't have thousands of barrels of oil in people's yards. And so something went wrong, and we want to ensure that the rights and remedies of the state and our citizens are preserved.
McDaniel says the incident has damaged private property and Arkansas's natural resources. His office is instructing ExxonMobil to preserve all documents and information related to Friday's oil spill and ongoing cleanup efforts.
And reporter Michael Hiblin will have a story from Mayflower later on this edition of Ozarks at Large. Actions by former Congressman Mike Ross make it appear more likely he will make a run for governor. Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas broke the story yesterday.
He resigned from his government affairs post at Southwest Power Pool, where he's been just since January of this year. So I think Ross's resignation sends a very clear signal that he is planning on announcing in the very near future a run for governor in 2014. In his resignation letter today, he even said that he was going to be pursuing an opportunity, quote, for public service. So without saying the governor's race specifically, he did indicate that he is going to be doing something in the public arena. I suspect it'll be the governor's race.
Mike Ross had said last month he was reconsidering a run after Attorney General Dustin McDaniel dropped out of the race.
Sequestration has cut Federal Aviation Administration funds for air traffic control towers at many municipal airports across the state. One Northwest Arkansas city has decided to provide funding for its own tower for the time being. Last night, Fayetteville aldermen voted to spend just more than $20,000 per month out of the city's general fund to continue tower operations at Drake Field. Airport Executive Director Ray Boudreau says last night's decision by the city council was a wise one.
Well, it's about flight safety. It's about the flying public. It's about the number of folks that use our airport that should have that service. The other problem would be that if we allowed it to close, reopening it, even if the decision was reversed, would be very, very difficult because the FAA, if the tower was closed, would then be allowed to remove all the equipment and to essentially strip the building and it would be extremely difficult to get the tower back in service.
Under the current contract with CI Squared, the FAA pays for 100% of the operation costs of the tower. But with the sequestration order, that contract would cease on April 7th. However, the city's emergency contract for service with CI Squared will take over on April 8th. Boudreaux says he is unsure whether the same number of staff members will be used to operate the tower, but other changes to operations will be made.
The one thing we did do in order to stay with a reasonable budget for the cost was to reduce the hours that the tower will operate. The tower currently operates from 6 in the morning until 10 at night. We reduced those hours down to 8 in the morning and 10 at night, essentially because there's just a very, very small amount of traffic that occurs before 8 and after 8 at night.
As part of the city's decision to pay for continued air traffic control operations at the airport, the council also approved resolutions to authorize the city attorney to take legal action to delay closure of the tower and to express displeasure with the FAA decision to close federally contracted towers at airports across the country, including the one at Drake Field.
70% chance of rain tonight. Lows will be from the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rain. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. And for Thursday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 32 in northwest Arkansas, upper 30s in the Arkansas River Valley. This is Ozarks at Large.